Exclusive, Representative Drew Ferguson. Republicans are on the side of Martin Luther King. Joe Biden and the Democrats are on the side of Democrat George Wallace. By Robert Krajicek on January 18, 2022. Republicans are aligned with Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision of meritocracy while Democrats side with George Wallace. The 45th governor of Alabama and a Democrat racial segregationist, Representative Drew Ferguson, RGA, said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. Polak asked Ferguson about Democrats' framing of Republican-driven election integrity legislation in Georgia as an assault on the right to vote. Are Republicans trying to make it harder for people to vote because of racism? Because they don't want Black Americans and Latino Americans to vote? Polak asked. Is that what is driving these voting reforms in Georgia? Ferguson replied, that could not be further from the truth. Why would we cut off or say that we don't want people to vote that are naturally becoming Republicans and are beginning to vote Republican? Look at the Hispanic community across the country. They are conservative voters that are now voting Republican. Look at what's happening in Texas and in Florida. The number of new Hispanic voters that are voting Republican is perhaps the fastest growing group. Look at the number of middle-class African Americans that are now voting Republicans. They are voting with their pocketbook. They are voting for school choice. They're voting for safe neighborhoods. They are adamantly opposed to the defund the police movement. Why would we cut those voters off? We want to welcome them into the Republican Party. We need their voice. We need their ideas. We need their leadership. Ferguson noted how Democrats frame their efforts to undermine election integrity as measures combating racism. Democrats intend to codify election law changes in 2020, ostensibly passed as measures to reduce the spread of COVID-19, as permanent, he added. Everything that was wrong with the 2020 election, Democrats are trying to codify and make permanent, and it's an unconstitutional effort, he said. The White House released a pre-recorded message on Monday featuring President Joe Biden linking Martin Luther King Jr. Day to ongoing Democrat efforts to federalize elections. Biden said in an address, "The attack on our democracy is real, from the January 6th insurrection to the onslaught of Republicans' anti-voting laws in a number of states. It's not just enough to praise him, we must commit to his unfinished work to deliver jobs and justice to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow." Biden read from a similar script last week. Ferguson said, Republicans are on the side of Martin Luther King, and Joe Biden and the Democrats are on the side of Democrat George Wallace. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.